All right, it looks like Shared Steak has joined us today, and I have started the recording. How are you doing, Shared Steak?
Hey, how's it going? Apologize for the background music, and yeah, it's Chimera from Shared Steak.
What are you listening to?
I believe it's Latin American salsa music.
All right.
All right. Sounds like some fun stuff. What I was about to start doing then, Chimera, was I guess do a screen share, and I can just kind of review the documents that we've seen so far and maybe just ask you some general questions about the project. I'm planning to do an investment today in the VETH pool and the SGT ETH pools. And
Yeah, and
so
I actually took care of one about what, 3 or 4 hours ago? Is that probably when we talked last?
yeah, so basically just like getting some more information. Already done a little bit of a read through. I'm familiar with Gabriel Haynes as well. I do his video editing. And that's kind of how I heard about the project. And just kind of want to do a deeper dive into it. I've always, ever since getting into crypto, I'm very much I'd consider myself an ETH maxi. So anything that allows me to earn better return on my ETH is definitely worth my time. So let me go ahead and share my screen. You guys able to see okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I can see
So
it.
excellent. So what I know about Shared Stake so far is that, of course, a decentralized Ethereum 2 staking solution that allows users to stake any amount of Ether and earn additional yield on top of their ETH 2 rewards. And also, they have some pretty high APYs that they're offering in some of their pools. Taking a look here, looks like their highest pool is the SGT. Let me move this here.
Yeah, that's the one that I put my stuff into earlier.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing like half in this pool and half in this pool. And then, of course, they have the VETH2, which is just, I'm assuming this one doesn't have impermanent loss. Is that correct, Chimera?
Yeah, so the VET2 pool, there's no impermanent loss, and the SGT solo staking pool also does not have impermanent loss. VET2 is kind of the safest bet right now because you can stake your ETH and then you can actually redeem it. So for the longest time, we actually gave you back whatever you put in. So if you put in 1 ETH and then you change your mind, you would get 1 ETH back. But recently we've turned off the admin fee refund of 0.3%, and we're going to use that to actually buy back SGT, providing price support for it in the future.
Okay, excellent. And so what does that mean in terms of like, let's say I stake for 30 days and I want to withdraw? Is there going to be any type of penalty or anything like that?
Yeah, so you're gonna lose 0.3% of your ETH, basically. If you do it right now, like you can stake 1 ETH, you're gonna get 0.3% less, and then the gas fees as well, unfortunately. But other than that, there shouldn't be any other issues. You're gonna get paid out in SGT, and hopefully you help us out with governance, and you help us shape the future of SGT.
Okay, excellent. Alex, did you have any questions so far?
Not right now.
Okay, great. Then I'll go ahead and this thing keeps getting in the way, but I'll go ahead.
The other thing you miss out on if you pull it out super early is ETH 2.0 hasn't launched yet. So when it does launch, our validator is actually earning money right now. Although for most of the capital in the pool, because it grew so fast, we're actually putting it up to a governance vote right now because we want to be more decentralized and we want the community to pick. And one of the things that surprised me was so if you go to our snapshot page, I put up for a vote which clients the community wants to use, and overwhelmingly they want to stick with Prism. So let's see.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
over
just click
bottom.
on one of those SIP pages and it'll take you to so SIP JAR or SIP 10. If you scroll up, you should see the snapshot page link. Try SIP 10 or
Okay.
this. Yeah,
And
try
then just
SIP.
scroll up.
Yeah, scroll up. Right at the top, you should see a link. There you go, snapshot page. So this is for the partnership with Cover, but it, you can obviously click that little back button next to Share Stake, and you can see all our proposals so far. And if I just walk you through it, I guess.
Yeah, please do. I was actually curious about that because I noticed you guys were partnered with Roller, who that project was just put out by the Cover team. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. So we're looking into getting insurance as well. And so we're planning on partnering with Cover. The community voted yes to that. We were trying to figure out what other Ed2 clients do we try. And overwhelmingly, the community wants to stick with Prism because they're great. They have the market share. They built a really good Go client. And then there's a new validator region because we want to be more distributed. And the community voted for Singapore. So we're looking into Singapore. We've had some difficulties with AWS, and we don't want to stick with just a single cloud provider. So I think we might put up a vote for who next. I'm leaning towards GCP, but again, it comes down to the community. We put up a vote for partnerships with 1inch for a liquidity pool and Sushi for liquidity pool. So Sushi got a yes from the community, whereas 1inch got a no, which was kind of surprising to me. So
that is surprising.
Yeah, so we will not be creating a liquidity pool on 1inch, unfortunately. Similarly, Crypterium, a fiat on-ramp, reached out. I will continue talking to them because, like, in the future, we might decide to partner. But for now, the committee says no, so it's a no.
Now, at this point, what would you say that your main goal is as a community representing Shared Stake is in terms of your partnerships? Like, are you looking to make it easier to participate or build more partnerships to, I guess, kind of explain like what, where you can go from here? Like you have an ETH staking pool and some of the immediate benefits that I'm seeing off this. Let me go over to your documents page. So like if you don't have 32 ETH, and of course like the ETH validator is a little bit more difficult to use. So what are some of the problems, I guess, that Shared Stake is looking to solve just inherently? And then what are the problems that you're looking to solve with these partnerships, or what solutions are being provided by them?
Great question. So one of the things we realized that we personally had an issue with was the 32 ETH minimum to start a validator. Mm-hmm. When we got into it, you know, each of us had around like maybe 10, 20 ETH, but we didn't want to risk it all, you know, on E2 validators. Like we do realize it's the future of mining, but at the same time, there's like other protocols out there where you can like farm their tokens. You can get a better APY, right? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to distribute it a bit more. And so anybody can come in, put some money into Shared Stake and actually get real APY returns from the Ethereum Foundation. Whereas a lot of these other like mining projects, they just, you know, put out their ERC-20 token and you get paid with that. We're actually getting 10% from the Ethereum Foundation for running these validators. And we're getting that paid out in Ether with no minimum at all. But the other part of that puzzle is like, how do you keep your Ethereum liquid, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where the partnerships come in, and that's where our unique advantage is as well over the entire economy of other like competitors like Lido and Stakehound. Because if you stake with us, you can actually go ahead and withdraw your ETH whenever you feel like, you know, you don't feel comfortable with one of the governance decisions, you can withdraw it directly from the smart contract you stake it with. And then we also want to partner with different people, and Ruler is a great example of this because you can then use your VET2, which is really like the same thing as ETH, right? Because you can withdraw the ETH back from our contract and you can take a loan based on that ETH collateral, and then you can go farm with it and hopefully you make a lot of money. And we're planning to, you know, keep adding these partnerships. We spoke to Chainlink today. We're already integrating them. And, you know, I had a great call with them. They're actually going to help us in the future, hopefully with a price feed from the different validators so that we can figure out the best way to redistribute the rewards from the validators.
Okay, excellent. And would it be kind of, with all the benefits offered, like especially in terms of not having to have that 32 ETH minimum, it seems like the 0.03 penalty fee is really just like a convenience fee for the benefits offered by the protocol and the partnerships. Is that kind of a convenient way to think about it?
So the 0.3% fee was actually to pay for the servers running the validators. And this was true for the first like month or two of the protocol being in existence, right? Mm-hmm. And now that we've, you know, gone from having like 10 validators to 100 to 1,000 validators almost, we're trying to use that fee for not only, you know, expanding to different regions, right? Like Singapore, for example, also using it to expand to different clouds so that our validators are more decentralized. Even if, you know, Amazon goes down, it's unlikely that Google and Amazon and DigitalOcean and Rackspace and all these guys will go down at the same time.
Right.
So you get more resiliency staking with us now than running your own validator. And additionally, you know, anything left over that we would normally take as profit, we're planning on using a huge percent of that to actually buy back SGT for price support.
Okay, excellent. And can you speak to a little bit of the smart contract risk and the audit that was just put out? So I don't know if this is like, I'm not incredibly knowledgeable about like the source codes and so forth in terms of like these contract audits and so forth. But can you tell me a little bit about the audit you guys have coming forth and maybe speak to just the inherent smart contract risk that's present with your protocol or with any protocol, and I guess measures you've taken to protect against that?
Yeah, exactly. Like I've personally been a software engineer for 10 years. I've been in Ethereum since 2016, I believe. That's when Vitalik came to hack the North. I actually worked with Vitalik before Ethereum even launched at a hackathon. So at the same time, you know, I don't want to go out there and say that I'm a brilliant software engineer because everybody makes mistakes. And so that's why we've gone out, we've spoken to Certik and Consensus as well. Some of our friends from ETH Global put us in touch with Consensus. So that's going to be the next audit. So the audit is actually out there right now on a GitHub issue. You can go look at it. There's no rug pulls in there. There's only minor issues that have been spotted with the contract that we're working to optimize, and we fix them in this variant of the contract. Mm-hmm. So far, the actual main issue we've noticed that the community noticed as well was an arbitrage opportunity against liquidity pools. So if you had, for example, Viet in a pool with all these other tokens, and, you know, if you have like Viet2 and Anchoret and Creamet and then Wrapped ETH, there's a high probability that Wrapped ETH will get siphoned out of that contract. And then what they were basically doing was they were using Wrapped ETH to buy Viet2 and then redeem it, instantly making a profit. But that's just a normal arbitrage risk. We're planning to fix that. We're planning to work with Chainlink to help us fix that, actually. Yeah, they have a lot of knowledge on this stuff, really. Like, great, great people. So this shared deposit contract that you're looking at with the Certik changes, some of the things we've changed just from like the smart contract audit, a community member actually helped us make the changes. Like for example, the Pragma is now fixed. So if we upgrade, there's no risk. Safe transfers. We've also increased the optimization. So gas fees for the future contract will be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's only minor things.
Well, so far it seems great. I'm pretty excited about that. Let me go ahead and go back to the call here.
You know, could I ask a quick question? So when I did my investment earlier on Zapper, I do notice that it still shows up in my Uniswap folder and that there's not anything particular popping up for you guys. Is that natural, or is that something that just needs to be implemented?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that question.
So basically, so far,
Uni.
Sorry, say that again.
So far, we only have a pool on Uni. We've created a pool on SushiSwap. We're waiting to hear back from them about Onsen, so that we can go full on with that. But okay, I'm a little unsure about like your question.
So basically, like when I'm in Zapper normally, like if I have something in Compound, I'll see a folder kind of that has Compound information or something on Curve. Same thing with Uniswap. So basically, I was wondering if you guys will have your own little folder there for shared stake that I would be able to see like how much of the LP token I have staked there. Because right now I see everything in Uniswap, and I was just wondering if that would be designated a little more clearly.
You're asking about the Zapper integration in the future, right? Just the overview and everything.
Yeah. Have you integrated anything with Zapper yet?
Yeah. So right now we're just on Uniswap. So I think that's why it only shows up on Uniswap. But as we integrate more liquidity pools, I believe it will show up on more liquidity pools.
Cool.
Now, I thought I saw that you could enter the SGT LP through Zapper, though, correct? Correct? Is that correct?
You know, okay. I personally love Zapper. I've been in DeFi for not that long, but Zapper has definitely made my life easier. So if you want to recompound your gains, or if you just want to enter the pool, I sincerely recommend Zapper. It, you know, it takes care of a lot of things for you.
Yeah, I think Sky High's kind of like got the same concern I do. And it's like, anytime I enter a project, I have that OCD about me that I like being able to see it, like almost like a checking account, you know, with Zapper and everything.
Yeah.
And just waiting for those initial days for like the project to get that integrated. It's kind of like, where's my ETH at? Where's my stake at? You can't see it. Like, I don't know. That's just something I feel, but I...
We are integrated with Zapper right now. So luckily you can see that liquidity pool, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I'm still yet to invest in it, but you're saying, Alex, you've staked in the pool, but you just can't see it on Zapper.
Yeah, like just like I would see something from Cover Protocol, or not from Cover, but from Compound or from Curve, or you know, from Uniswap. Like normally there'll be kind of like a little designation of where things are. Considering that I staked through the shared stake site, I was wondering if there was going to be another folder like that. But right now, I see the whole thing just in Uniswap's folder.
Yeah. So it just shows up on Uniswap because we're only on Uniswap right now.
Okay.
But then if you accrue some rewards, you'll see kind of the rewards over there. And if you click on that, it'll show that the rewards are in SGT.
Yep. And I did see that in the farming area, that is there as well.
Yeah. So like right now, like Zapper's integrated us, but then because we're not on multiple different protocols, they haven't put us into our own like little folder yet, basically.
Gotcha.
And so we've been in talks with Curve. Somebody in the community actually came up to us and they were like, hey, I can pass a proposal for you guys. But the thing is, Curve would like us to get an audit and 10 million TVL. We blasted past the 10 million TVL and the audit is just about done.
Sweet.
Cool. I had a question too. I noticed you guys were posting about reaching out for new team members, you're growing your community. Can you speak a little bit to like some of the community outreach efforts, how you're looking to grow the community, get them involved in governance and so forth?
Yeah, so there's two parts to it, right? Like we've had some amazing community members and some massive whales that have helped us a lot. Crypto Yield Info, BFAT, a few people just in our community, like Peach Noob. They've been amazing. We've tried to disburse tokens to them because we want them to have a heavier say in governance. And we're in talks with Badger right now because we really like what Badger did. And we're planning to do a similar sort of airdrop to try and attract more like active community members, people that partake in governance proposals and such, right? Because at the end of the day, we can't do this alone. You know, we have a limited view of DeFi because we're focused on building this product. There's other people that have a much broader view and they can invest in us as well, right? Like another thing that separates us from the other protocols is that we did not set aside a massive portion for investors or founders. Like right now the founders have 7.5% and there's 0% for investors. Large majority is for dev marketing efforts and people who invest in the protocol through the pools. So we're trying to do the airdrop to attract more people to help us build. We've been giving out basically quarterly retainers of 500 SGT to some of the people that are helping us. So far, we've managed to attract two amazing developers. One of them did pretty much all the review work for the smart contract from audit. And then I just had to go in and make some minor changes. And then both of them have been integral to fixing bugs and adding features to our website as well. And we're trying to attract more developers like that, people who know Vue.js, Vue.js, and Solidity. And like, look, if you don't know it, that's fine. Like, I trust that you can learn it.
That's good. That's good stuff. And then what about like, I noticed something for like content creators too. You guys looking to do memes, writing, video, like what are some of the things you guys are doing to like get community contribution, I guess, from people maybe who aren't developers or don't have that ability and or can't learn that ability.
100%. So we recently onboarded an accountant who's been integral to the whole process. And based on, you know, his discoveries, we've kind of come to realize like we're a little behind on disbursements for like how far we want to be at this point, which is why when we launch the next pools in 30 days, you can expect much higher APYs. And, you know, if you already built up a sizable portion, you're going to get a lot of those rewards. But, you know, Jossum's been amazing with marketing. We're glad we hired him. North has been amazing with writing the articles for us. And we're hoping to onboard more and more people. We have somebody who's built an Instagram page for us, and we're trying to, you know, diversify a bit more out of Twitter. We actually have TikTok videos right now. Somebody in the community went ahead and made TikTok videos for us. You should really check them out. We got shared steak dogs. He's going to go train a parrot to say shared steak.
I like that. No, I appreciate that there's like an openness to new ideas, because it seems like, you know, frequently you run into in like crypto communities, once you get to that level that you even kind of sort of think you understand things, it's hard to go back and like walk people through or just getting started. So
Yeah, exactly.
And then you also have like, you know, people think they have a sense of how they want to do it, you know, and they don't want to try new things to reach people who aren't involved yet, who might be on TikTok or be on these other platforms. But, you know, go ahead.
No, like I definitely think there's a big market for us in TikTok, because according to Mango Eater, there's a lot of people posting about their server farms and flexing those. And I'm just like, wow, that's killing the planet. And Mango Eater loves to do yoga. He cares about the planet. And I'm like, look, you can stake your ETH and earn yield on it and save the planet at the same time. Why not? And so the other thing is, right, like we as the founders, Ice Bear, Kairos, and me, you know, we're developers and we don't really understand that aspect that well, to be quite honest with you. We're not that great at it. So we're looking for help in that aspect. And Gabriel's been amazing. He's come up with some great ideas. That's why I was really eager to jump on this call with you guys, because that's one of the things, according to Gabriel, we've been lacking. You know, we need to have more transparency, have more open communication with the community, and we're really trying.
I agree, and I think that's awesome. You guys have Gabriel definitely on board with your team, and anything you guys are trying to do with Badger, I'm all about that, obviously. I think I saw another person trying to drop in a Trill, but I think they just dropped out. Is that somebody else who wants to hop on? Do you know?
Probably. Like I tagged a whole bunch of the community members that I'd recommend letting them in if they're still around.
Oh, okay. If they wanna, I guess, hop in one more time. I didn't end up doing this live, but it is recording, so we can always chop it up at the end. But maybe I can hop over to Discord for a minute and see if I miss somebody. Alex, do you wanna ask any other questions? I think I'm kind of good for now.
That's pretty much it, I suppose. So are you looking for like writers at this point as well?
Yes, sir, we are. I will delegate you to North or Jossum, because again, like we have limited bandwidth, but we do need writers. We recently got some Spanish speaking people. I met a Spanish speaking DeFi power user, and we just recently onboarded him as well. So okay. We do need writers, and you know, especially DeFi native people, because that's rare. Like I just saw this Twitter poll, apparently 2% of the world's population owns Bitcoin. But based on the people I've spoken to, it's way less than that are into DeFi.
Oh yeah. Most people haven't even heard the term when I talk to them about it.
Yeah,
in fact, most people I've talked to who I talk to about Bitcoin or Ethereum, they've heard of it at this point, but they don't know anything about it. They might have purchased some just out of FOMO, but that's really about all they know, is they've heard the terms, maybe invested a little bit, and have no idea past that.
Yeah, this girl I was into asked me what I do for a living, and I was like, yeah, I'm a software engineer and I'm into cryptocurrencies. And she's like, oh, what's that? You know, Bitcoin, magical intern money. And then she just spent 30 minutes laughing at me.
Yeah, I was out at a party this weekend and happened to just be attempting to describe all of this to random people I was running into. And I'm like, I know I'm rambling right now and it probably makes no sense, but pay attention to me.
It's funny too. I like
I'm
that.
I'm trying meme. My best.
Yeah, I like that meme where it's like they don't know I have 0.0237.
Yeah. I was thinking about that meme.
They're like, shut up, we know. God. anyway, I don't know who is trying to jump in, but do you have anything else you wanted to share about the project? I don't think I have any other questions.
I guess I can just give a quick marketing spiel, even though I'm not the marketing person, I'd be literally the worst person to do this, but yeah, join us, ShareSick. We're one of the more evenly governed protocols out there. We try to put everything out for a vote. Most of the tokens are going to the community. The developers, you know, we've earmarked 15% for ourselves, but honestly, I'm looking at the 7.5% we have right now, and we might just put the rest of the 4 million tokens in time lock towards the community. We're running the validators. We're putting everything out for a vote. We're trying to be as decentralized and honest and transparent as possible. We never thought it would come this far, and I want to thank the community from the bottom of my heart for their trust in us. We continue to try to gain trust. If there's anything you guys think out there that we can do to be better, please let us know. We will do it.
Awesome.
Sold. Sounds great. I appreciate it. I thank you for coming on and talking with us. I'll go ahead and get this edited, and yeah, we'll do a call or a recording as well on doing a actual deposit with you guys, and I'll get that shared at the end of the call too.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And also, just a heads up, you know, if you are gas cost shy, I'd recommend waiting a bit, because we do plan to launch Badger style set auto compounding geysers in 30 days after the current emissions period is finished, with much higher tokens, and we're hoping, you know, the high APYs will attract more people, the airdrop will attract more people, and then again, auto compounding, we pay for the gas, and we're hoping to also expand the whole like shared deposit contract scheme. I filled out this survey for Zapper, and I think they were looking at it as well, right? Because a lot of people don't want to pay the gas to get into a curb pool. But imagine everybody could pool the money in, and then an admin just goes and, you know, pays that gas cost once for millions of dollars. It's kind of the same philosophy that Rari took.
Yeah, those guys are great. I think it's awesome what they're doing as well.
And I think if I remember correctly, I believe that that's what Dracula is doing. I think they're investing in Rari at the very end of it as well in some way. I would have to look into that a little more.
Yeah, I was one of the big investors in Rari, and I hate myself so much because, you know, I saw the whole yield and I was like, oh my God, I made a good amount of money. And then I sold all my RGT at 50 cents a pop. Right.
Yeah, that went up pretty high, didn't it? What are they at right now?
Like 16, 20 bucks or something.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah. We're also, we're hoping, so we're talking to Rari, we're talking to Alchemix. We're hoping to get into one of the Fuse pools, and then we're hoping to use Alchemix as well, similar to Ruler, and use Viet2 as collateral.
Okay. Also, just as one more thing for you to kind of talk about, I guess, to sell Shared Stake, anything you want to speak to in terms of the airdrop. I'm particularly excited, like, as you say, there's going to be more gas efficient options in the future, but it's definitely worth it to me. I'm going to be investing 5 to 10K to get in on that airdrop and those rewards right now. So do you have anything you want to share in regards to that and the opportunity for that snapshot?
Yeah, so we actually participated in the ETH Global Market Make competition. And one of the things we built was a renewable airdrop contract. And we're planning to do that, but we're going to add in a vesting component to it to, you know, preserve the community from getting flooded with a whole lot of sales instantly. So if you do get the airdrop, it's going to be a multi-part airdrop, because the first part is going to be to attract the wider community, but it's going to be vesting. The next part is going to be to incentivize people from, and this is actually something Gabriel told us about, and a vampire airdrop. So if you're investing in any other protocols right now that do ETH2 staking, you get a small amount of SGT. And then if you hop on over, you get a slightly much bigger, larger amount of SGT. So we're trying to attract more people. If you hop on over right now, if you participate in voting, if you take part in our community, you're going to get a lot more SGT because, you know, you're helping the protocol grow. You're helping us decide what's best for us. And also, again, those Badger set style auto compounding vaults are really going to help because you don't need to pay any money to farm. We'll do the farming for you, and then you just collect at the end.
I like that. That sounds great.
I'm excited. And then right now, I had one more question. So for people who need to, can they govern on the, is there an app on the website specifically, like a forum, or would that be done in Discord?
So we're doing it right now on Discord, but I'd love to hear what you guys recommend.
I like what we've been doing with Badger. It's like a combination of forum focus and like Discord. But, you know, I'm still kind of getting acquainted with what you guys are doing at Shared Stake. So I'm happy to hear kind of what your ideas are for the future.
Yeah, we set up these specific chat rooms on Discord for the governance votes. But we're totally down to set up a forum if people would like that more, because our community is still pretty small, right? There's only around 420 SGT holders and around 150 Viet holders that have actually staked in the smart contract.
Wow, still lots of room to grow then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're only like 3 months old. And, you know, we have around 5,000 ETH staked already for ETH2. The rest of it's in the contract. You know, we're going to put out the governance proposal soon. We're going to get audited soon. And then next thing you know, we're going to deploy it. Just trying to figure out. So I also do the DevOps side of things. We're on AWS right now. And I'm trying to talk to GCP, Google Cloud. And they never got back to me, maybe because I'm anonymous and I put in Chimera as the name. But, you know, I'll reach out to my recruiter at Google. He's super nice. Maybe he'll help me out.
Sounds good. I have one last question and I think we'll wrap up. I don't want the...
I had one more question after that.
And then, well. Yeah, I'll let you ask too. But just how would you guys compare yourself to like some of your competitors and what are the advantages? Say like Lido Finance comes to mind. How would you compare yourself to like other protocols doing something similar?
Yeah, totally. So we have the utmost respect for Lido and Rocket Pool. I think there's great engineers there. We're actually copying a lot of the things they're doing and trying to learn from them. At the same time, though, we've been surprised by just how much of the tokens in a lot of these other protocols have been earmarked for founders and for investors. So right now, with the three founders that we have that have pretty much built this entire thing, we're already a little uncomfortable with the payouts. And, you know, I don't think we're going to collect the payouts in the next 2 years. We're probably going to just put that away to the community. We have a huge budget for dev and marketing. We're trying to attract more devs and marketing people. And most of that money is going to go to, you know, grassroots contributors, investors, instead of, you know, shadow investors from fiat companies. And instead of making the rich get richer, we want to help farmers get richer. You know, if you're willing to take the risk, if you're willing to help out with governance, we want you to have a serious part of Shared Stake. Because again, look, like the governance token, it has utility, it has value, but the main focus is the utility and the governance aspect of it. And most of that, where you're marking that for the community versus other protocols, which are earmarking that for random investors. So I think that's our main like differentiator. And then we also have other differentiators. You can look at it on the docs page and like, you know, come try us out. If you don't like us, you can get your money back directly from the smart contract.
I love it.
That sounded like a pitch for an As Seen on TV thing. Like, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back and a free like little chopper.
Pretty much like the early contributors to our protocol have definitely earned enough for a chopper. Like Like Alex helped us out way early, and I think he got like 2,500 tokens for it. You know, love that guy. He's great. He's still putting us in touch with people. We're actually going to talk to some of his contacts about decentralizing how we do the validators so that we don't control all of it. And we're also trying to like decentralize just like the validator keys. So, you know, you're not worried about us rug pulling your money, even though we won't, because there's way more money in the governance token that's unlocking in 2 years after we unlock the validator rewards and give it back to the community.
Nice. I like that setup. And then what was your last question, Sky High?
So basically I ended up with another one when you were mentioning the 15% that's earmarked for you guys. So you're saying that, you know, you guys feel like a little guilty, I guess, about having that much earmarked for you. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. And like, again, at the same time, this has been, so 7.5% has been time locked in vesting contracts that we forked from Uniswap. Mm-hmm. So we are not getting all that in one go. In fact, we're not getting paid a single penny till the end of March. And that's when we can kind of collect that first month. And even then, we can't sell it. So we're not planning to. We're planning to give way more to the community and keep incentivizing liquidity providers and keep incentivizing people that want to add ETH to our contract to, you know, keep growing this protocol.
So the reason I was asking about that is something Fry and I had actually discussed about Badger like probably 2 weeks ago was charity type stuff. So for instance, with Badger, he had mentioned possibly, you know, donating 1% to Badger Rescue or Badger Preservation or something like that. Have you guys ever considered doing any kind of charity stuff? Because as far as I've seen in between lots of them, I haven't really noticed anyone who's particularly doing that kind of stuff.
That's funny actually, because I've seen a couple of rug pull coins that did that. There was this one coin, I think Grumpy Cat, that donated a bit of money to an animal shelter and then rug pulled. And now there's FEG, I believe, which is like gorillas. But no, we did not consider that before, but now that you mention it, that's a great idea. And we would be 100% down to put like 1% from each founder towards some charity of the community's choosing. Again, I guess governance vote for that.
Yeah, it'd be a cool thing to do. And definitely, you know, something I feel like would, you know, both the two of us used to do event production. So it was something I know I was really focused on, is making sure to do charity work as well. Cause it's, you know, it gives a good like name to what you're doing. Plus it's nice to do, especially when you have the ability to. It's always good to help the community.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Do you have any recommendations? You know, I'll put shared in the prefix and then shared. What are we helping?
What is important to you guys? And I guess it would be, you know, really a vote on what's important to the community. With something like Badger, that was a really easy idea. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, hey, how about Badgers? But with something like this, I guess, what are some things that matter to you in particular?
I mean, I've always been an advocate of education around the world, personally.
Okay.
I feel like that's like the most important thing like needed for really widespread adoption. I'm on board with that. It seems like, you know, I didn't even know that maybe that might be a reason why people shy away from charity things. If I guess rug pulling projects have given the idea a bad name, almost as if they're doing it just to be like, hey, look at us, we're good. But then they're not. So maybe it's like just a matter of timing as to when the timing's right to introduce something like that. And I'm sure that like you guys have so much going on, that's probably like at the back of your list, but it is an interesting idea, the concept of kind of bringing it real world with things that help out with that. I remember the Defiant News had a report they were doing on energy consumption with NFTs, you know, and people looking at the environmental effects of just doing an airdrop for NFTs, like the energy consumption and impact. So I think it's something people will start paying attention to more over time. And I think that will become more interesting. So just something to think about for sure.
That's actually a great idea. Great suggestion as well. Energy consumption and like green energy. I know one of our community members and core contributors really cares about that. So might consider that as well.
Cool. And then my final question was just clarifying something. So you said that you're working on doing something about like basically lowering the gas fees for the community, but that is not in place yet, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a couple things we can do. So we've been in talks with Matic and Starkware for L2 solutions, but you know, we've kind of shied away from that because L2 creates this like layer of friction because you need to enter L2 and then interact with smart contracts you want to interact with. And for us, the lowest risk approach to investing is to put your ETH into the shared deposit contract and then stake your VET2 in one of the geysers. And that's literally two transactions. Cool. So adding an extra transaction there doesn't really help. We are considering launching a liquidity pool based on Shell protocol. So in that case, it might make more sense because then you can let people trade against the liquidity pool with, you know, lower gas fees. But the other thing we're considering is the shared deposit construct, right? Like you basically put money into this contract and then an admin calls a function that deposits the money somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So we think that we can actually pivot and use that as well, that whole like idea, to help people deposit money into places like Curve and other yield farming protocols for much cheaper.
Yeah. So as of right now, that is not implemented though. So for somebody who wants to get in on the airdrop that's coming up, they'd pretty much have to just eat the gas costs associated with that for now. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah. But like, again, the gas cost isn't that much because it's a single call to deposit ETH into our contract.
Yeah. It's going to depend on your deposit.
Pardon?
Oh, sorry. I just said basically it's just going to depend on your deposit, like whether that's worth it for you or not. You know, if you're depositing a few grand, it's going to be more worthwhile than if you're depositing like a few hundred, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, you know, we're trying to do a wider airdrop to power users of DeFi, similar to what Badger did. And in that case, like, you know, look, even if you don't have a few grand, if you just have a few hundred, but you're somebody that's active in the community that you, you know, you voted in other protocols before, the SGT you get will most likely subsidize your gas costs and make it worthwhile.
Okay. And actually that, sorry, but that brings me to one more question. So I've been doing a little work. Okay. I've been doing a little work with Secret Swap as well. And basically they have something called Secret Agents. So that's something that we interact with on the Discord. And then they do a tip bot from that. So is that kind of like what you're referring to? What would be happening with, you know, people who are governing right now? Or are you able to keep track of that with people who've actually staked on the site?
No, so we can keep track of that on chain, right? Like we can just get that data from snapshot.page and figure out who's actually voted in governance proposals and then, you know, like airdrop to them. Because at the end of the day, you could very well have sold all your SGT, but you could still be active on Discord. But that's, you know, you don't really have a vested stake in SGT at that point, right? Like yeah. You sold all your tokens. So even if you're active on Discord, if you've sold all your tokens, like it's kind of a mixed message, right?
Yeah. So you're saying though, that if someone's active on Discord, you can actually see that they have also staked as well.
Yeah. So like we put up the governance proposals on snapshot.page, people can vote on them. You know, we do factor the community into the choices that we give people. But like, look, if you join our Discord from, for example, one of the votes out right now are F2 clients, right? You could join from one of those super small F2 clients, having no SGT, having no stake in this project or any others, and you could come in and really shill that F2 client as one of the best F2 clients. And we will definitely put that into the proposal. We'll put it in as an option. But if nobody votes for that, especially you, and you don't have any SGT to vote with, it's kind of a mixed message, right? Like you're shilling this project without really having a stake in it.
Yeah.
And like, I think like that's something important to consider because like if you, and that's really what F2 is doing, right? The validators that are validating it need to own Ethereum because they want the price of Ethereum to go up at the end of the day. Whereas regular miners who just want to make some money and pay out their graphics cards. Same thing here. We don't just want to incentivize everybody. We want to incentivize people that have a stake in our project that want to see our project succeed.
I like that. Great.
Well, I think that's the end of my questions for now. If we talk anymore, I might have some more. So we should probably get to a close.
Yeah, we'll have time, of course. Like, if these are valuable, I'll get this recorded, and you know, we can always do another one.
Absolutely.
Useful, but yeah, I appreciate you taking the time, and yeah, thank you. Thanks for doing this with us.
Yeah, very much appreciate it.
Thank you guys as well. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. You seem very knowledgeable. I'm on Discord, Chimera. Feel free to tag me or anyone else. We would love to answer any other questions you have.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right. You have a good one.